She also loves Megan Huswaite. She is the number one news hound and broadcaster when it comes to women's basketball in this country. She's going gangbusters, Megsy, and there's been a bit happening in the game in the last little while. She's going to fill us in on the latest. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Harf. Always great to catch up.
Always great. Have a great day in sport. All that sort of stuff. Now, tell us, this Shyla Shane Heal situation at the Sydney Flames has got us all scratching our heads. Shyla last night played for Townsville. She'd been there before, but she played for Townsville. Sydney Flames have said nothing about this. The Shane situation is really weird. What's going on?
Yeah, it's an extraordinary situation that continues to take twists and turns. It was exactly 2 weeks ago yesterday that we found out on Sydney Flames game day by the club's social media with two tweets saying that Shane Heal was unavailable to coach that night and Shyla Heal wouldn't be playing due to personal reasons. And that had extended on for Sydney's next three games. We haven't heard a peep out of either club or coach and player until rumbling started late on Sunday that perhaps Shyla was going to play out the WNBL season, but not at the Sydney Flames, where she was on the second year of a three-year contract. She was released with a mutual agreement, as it always is, on Tuesday. And that meant that she was free to sign with another club. And she signed with Townsville Fire, who, as you said, she played for previously in 2020, leading them to a grand final. She made a quick dash to Perth for last night's game of the round. And she suited up because Townsville have just seven games left in this home and away season, and that is the number of games a player needs to hit the court for to qualify for WNBL finals. So she's made it by that much.
Right. And so will Shane continue on? What's going on?
We haven't heard anything from Sydney other than that he was unavailable to coach in those games, and we heard that via Twitter. He hosts his own basketball program, was missing from that last week, reappeared on Monday and said that his hands were tied. He couldn't speak about what had happened and what was happening, but when he could, he would have a lot to share. He said that he was doing well and Shyla was doing well, and we'd hopefully see her very soon, and that we did last night. But there's certainly a lot more to play out here, particularly because the two of them were lured to Sydney on a big three-year deal for both of them, and this is the second season of that third year.
Some extraordinary scenes up there at Sydney in the WNBL. So we'll see what happens with that, but we'll be paying close attention to your reporting on this story. And there's been some great news for Aussie basketball overnight in the women's game. Some big signings to the WNBA.
Yeah, it's all happening. So Opal's coach Sandy Brondello coaches New York, and she's managed to sign probably the best player in the world in Breonna Stewart. Steph Talbert, who was in the All-Star 5 at the Women's World Cup last September, has left Seattle for the Sparks, Los Angeles Sparks. Kayla George, a free agent, has signed with reigning champ Las Vegas, and there could be a few more moves to come. So it continues to be a big year for Aussie basketball.
And it's great news for all the Aussies doing great things in the WNBA. And what about Lauren Jackson? This comeback, you were all over. In fact, you broke this comeback story last year when Lauren Jackson made it to the World Cup and she came back to basketball after a long time off. What's the latest with LJ?
Well, LJ has been playing so well in the WNBL with Melbourne's Southside Flyers, and the queues are literally out the door around the country every week wherever she plays. She sits down on a chair and at a table after every game and signs autographs and takes photos for, you know, an hour and a half. We are celebrating LJ on Saturday night at John Cain Arena. It's the first ever WNBL game at the venue, and it's a night to celebrate the GOAT and to chase the league record for the biggest crowd, which is 7,100 back in 1995. It was a double overtime grand final in Adelaide. So tickets still left. So if you want to go and watch some history and watch the GOAT in real time, snap up your tickets there. Cheap as chips, and go and watch some great women's basketball action on Saturday night at John Cain Arena.
Sounds like a bloody good idea to me, Megsy, and you will be all over that as always. Great to have you with us. We'll chat soon.
Always great to catch up. Thanks, Harf.
Have a great day in sport. Megan Huswaite with us. The number one reporter when it comes to women's basketball around these parts, doing great things she is. She's a